Giant Radio Podcast.
Namaste and welcome to Kidacity, the all-in-one podcast for kids, where we learn, share, and grow together. I am your host, Samar Chitta, and this is episode 67. Earlier this week, on Wednesday, January the 26th, I celebrated my 10th birthday. Because of the high cases in Bangalore and in my community, we just had a small celebration at home with my aunts, uncles, cousins, and a few friends. We cut a cake, played newspaper dance, where you fold a newspaper while dancing whenever it pauses. And in the night, we watched the latest Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. That is the same movie that I will be reviewing in the Tried and Tested segment. Next, in our Prepare for the Future segment, we are going to be talking about how to celebrate birthdays in COVID. And last but not the least, in our Bookworm segment, I shall be reviewing the book, How to Be a Writer by Mr. Ruskin Bond. Without further ado, let's jump in! Welcome to Tried and Tested. If you are a Spider-Man fan, you will love this week's segment as we are discussing the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. This movie was released in December 2021, specifically December 16th, 2021, and stars Tom Holland as Peter Parker or Spider-Man and Zendaya as Mary Jane or MJ, and a lot more famous Hollywood actors. Also, if you haven't watched the movie yet, I am warning you that there will be one spoiler in the positives segment. But anyways, as always, I will be talking about four things. Number one, the positives. Number two, the negatives. Number three, my experience. And number four, my recommendation. Number one, the positives. All of the three actors who played Spider-Man so far, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland, who is the main Spider-Man in this movie, come together. This is one of the highlights of the movie, and I personally loved watching all three Spider-Mans on screen. A lot of the older fans that, you know, weren't me, were clapping and shouting when the scene came on the movie. Number two, there are a lot of funny scenes in the movie. And number three, you actually find out more about the three Spider-Mans' personalities in general. Now the negatives. Number one, there's a bit of foul language in the movie. And number two, if you're younger, you may find some scenes a little bit scary, especially if you watch it in 3D, as it feels like it's jumping onto your face. And number three, so far it is not out on Prime Video or Hotstar or Netflix or any other streaming platform. So you'll have to wait a bit longer to watch it at home. Thirdly, my experience. I really had a great time while watching the movie, as it is one of the first that I have seen with my aunts and uncles and my cousins together. I also was really happy as I had caramel popcorn and Coke for dinner. And watching it on IMAX 3D made the experience even better and even scarier. And lastly, my recommendation. I recommend this movie for children who are 10 as there is a bit of foul language. And if you are 5 or younger, it may be a bit scary. And I give this movie a rating of 8 out of 10. Now, we have a special interview with my friend Mahi about how she enjoyed the movie.
I really liked the Spider-Man No Way Home movie because it was really emotional and brought the whole Spider-Man universe together. I did not like it because they didn't give a definite ending and it wasn't rounded off.
Thanks, Mahi. I hope you enjoy watching the movie. The future is uncertain, but with a little bit of preparation, we can face it much, much better. Welcome to Prepare for the Future. As I said earlier, I celebrated my birthday on Wednesday, the 26th of January, 2022. Every year, we invite my friends, their parents, and my grandparents to celebrate the day. But due to the COVID situation, I could not invite many people over to celebrate it. So we moved the official celebration date to sometime in February. In this week's segment, I will be talking about how it is like to celebrate your birthday, even if it is small in COVID, and how you can celebrate it with ease. I have already shared what we did on my birthday at the beginning of the episode, and I do not want to repeat that again. So now I'll talk about how I felt. First day, I felt sad that my grandparents could not come because of the rising COVID cases in Bangalore. But then I felt happy, but not for this reason, but I felt happy that, you know, it was a new experience and it was something that I'd remember. It was a mix of emotions all throughout my birthday week. But in the end, I'm happy that at least I got celebrated with my family. In the evening, I invited my friends over for a cake cutting where we played hide and seek and treasure hunt. The cake was a bombastic cake, so we lit it and it looked like it was going to explode. And, well, it did explode, but it just exploded calmly. Then we set off bombs and then Yuki got so scared that he made the swing outside topple over. So I felt as though it was something that I should experience. And yeah, it was really happy and it was really fun in the end. Now let's talk about how you can celebrate your birthday with ease in COVID times. Firstly, it's best to postpone the celebration with your friends to sometime later, as you can invite more people to celebrate. Number two, celebrate it with family. On the day of the birthday, if you celebrate it with your family, at least you'll celebrate it with the people you love. And number three, do something special. It is always better to do something special and memorable, as you will remember it better. This is especially important if it is a milestone birthday like mine. So my parents and I decided to do 10 memorable things during my birthday week. Some of them include going out for a special dinner, decorating our living room with lights and balloons, donating to the needy, and also getting the first copy of my second book. Yes, my second book is out and I will release a special episode to talk about it very, 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 very soon. Remember, it is important to be mindful of the situation around us, and even if it is a little sad for us, but with the COVID hopefully coming to an end soon, we will be able to celebrate our birthdays as we used to earlier. Until then, make sure you keep everybody around you safe and yet have a good time. Today a reader, tomorrow a leader. Welcome to Bookworm. The book that I will be talking about today is How to Be a Writer by Ruskin Bond. This was an important book for me as I am also an aspiring author, and learning from a great author like Mr. Ruskin Bond himself is always an awesome experience. These are the four things that I'll be talking about in the book. Number one, the genre of this book is non-fiction. The language is for ages 7 and above, and the book is 117 pages long. It can be finished in about a good 3 to 4 hours. If you are not familiar with Mr. Ruskin Bond, let me tell you about him. Ruskin Bond is an Indian children's author of British descent. He was born on 19th of May 1934, so he's 88 years old. He was awarded a Padma Shri in 1999. And my Padma Bhushan in 2014. He lives in a town called Landur near Mussoorie in the Uttarakhand state of India. He has written more than 500 books, and most of his stories are based in the region. The book is a non-fiction book that talks about Ruskin Bond's experience with writing, how to go about creating characters, some topics or themes, some settings, stumbling blocks that writers can face, and finally, how to get your book published. My opinion about this book is that any childhood author that aspires to be a writer should have this book to guide them along the way. Learning from such an experienced author is valuable, and I'm very happy that Mr. Bond wrote this book. My recommendation is that it is suited for everybody ages 7 and above, and is a must read for anybody who wants to be a writer. My rating is actually a 4 out of 5, as I thought Mr. Bond could have made the book a bit more engaging and something, you know, a little bit more fun, so kids could be a bit more entertained while reading the book. I hope you'll have a happy reading! That is all for this week's episode. If you enjoyed, please consider clicking on the subscribe or follow button on the podcast platform that you're listening to me on. And don't forget to check out my Instagram and Twitter @HelloKidacity for the latest news about my episode. Until next week, goodbye, MJ. In from Cuba City.